Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur in the Rambam, talking about the Isser of Ritzicha and sending somebody as a shliach for Ritzicha. Based on the Rambam, Malachim 9:4, and the Torah of Moriv Rabbi, Hagaon, Hagadol, Vadagul, Chad Bidara, Mufla Umuflag, Mashu, Arav Manzatzal, Kvar Besiat Deshmaya, Reinu Niflot, Bitorat Hashem, Ubezer Hashem, Anachnu Namshich Venit Kadem, Venire Ot Niflot, Hadvarim Hayume Ireinaim, Mesam Chelev, Viyugam Behem Shech, Ani Mekave. The Tumim in Simon Lamed Bey, Sif Cotton Bays, and the Bereshis Rabo, we had learned earlier. The Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah, Ketuv Shem Bamidrash, Miyad Kol Chaya, Ze Pasuk Bereshit, Perek Tet, Pasuk Hei, Miyad Kol Chaya, Ze Amoyser Es Chaveru L'Chaya L'Horgoy. That's somebody who gives his friend to an animal to kill him, that he causes him to be consumed, devoured, by an animal. Miyad ish achiv ze asocher t'acherim laharog et chavero. That's when you hire, when someone hires someone else, hires a hitman to kill his friend. Skipping a little bit in the medrash. Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishofech. Zot omeret, ze ha'pasuk haba, that when one spills the blood of man in a man, his blood will be spilled. These are all according to the laws of Bnei Noach. Be'edach, be'dayinach, be'loy edim, be'loy asro. One aid, one dayin, no edim, no asro, al yidei shliach, even if it's through a shliach, al yidei ubrin. Even if one kills a fetus. And then the Medrash continues. You can put the Medrash inside. Bereshis Rabo and Os Lamed Daled. So the Tumim asks on this Medrash that Miyad Ish Ochiv is talking about Asocher Asacherim Larog Eschaveroi. One hires others to kill his friend. And in the Sefer it says, "Shofech dama adam ba'adam dama yishofech al yedei shliach." As Shoel Atumim, "My time of Bereishis soicher, or my time of Besefer b'shaliach." So, Domeret, in the Reisha, in the beginning of the Medrash, which is referring to Pasuk Hei, it's talking about a soicher, one who hires with a sin, one who hires a hitman, and in the Sefer. The latter part of the Medrash, i.e. in the next Pasuk, Pasuk Vav, talks about a Shliach. What's the difference? In the Tshuvas Shaul HaMeshiv that we've been talking about in the recent Shiurim, he says that there's a difference. The Reisha is talking about a Yisrael, and that it's Aser. And when is it Aser for a Yisrael? Dafka fi hires. And the Sefer is talking about a chiyuv misa, not just an iser. For a Jew, it's just an iser, as we've seen, to hire somebody to kill somebody else. But in the Sefer, on the latter part of the Medrash, shayfech dam adam badam dama yishafech, shama medubar be chiyuv misa de b'nei noyach. And the chiyuv misa de b'nei noyach is referring even to a shaliyah. That's the assertion of the Shaul HaMeshiv. That's the difference, not a steer at all. Ayen sham b'tshuvato. Achen, omer Rabbeinu. Problem is that k'ro de'ach de'dorish mina b'breishis rabba li'Yisrael, the pasuk of ach etz damcha l'nafshesecha medroish, that it's talking about a Yisrael. That's the first pasuk. And the pasuk of Shefech Dama Adam Ba'adam Dama Yishafech, which is talking about a Ben Noach, it's all one. You can't distinguish between the two. Right? Because again, the latter pasuk is Shefech Dama Adam Ba'adam Dama Yishafech. That's talking about a Chiyuv Misa. So who has a Chiyuv Misa for sending a Shliach? Only a Ben Noach. So it must be the latter pasuk talking about Ben Noach. And I'll seek out your blood, meaning you're not going to be chayiv misa. It's not shefech dam adam adam dam yishafech. That's talking about b'nei noach. But we have to say that it's really all one. Both psukim really have to fuse them together. Why? Because minalei b'nei noach kofse shekosev Rambam. Rambam writes that if one ties up somebody in front of an animal and the animal devours him, so the Rambam writes down that halacha, the Rambam paskins that halacha, and that halacha is written according to the Medrash in the first pasuk, which is the pasuk talking about the Yisrael. So if that's true, how does the Rambam get it? The Rambam over here, Malachim 9:4, says, Shekovso v'nosno l'fnei ha'ari. So he says that it's talking about somebody who ties him up in front of a hungry lion. So how does the Rambam get that it's talking about a Ben Noach? Pasuk is talking about Yisrael. So therefore you have to say that it's referring to Ben Noach also. Not only to Yisrael, because the only way to get the din of Kafsai by Ben Noach is by saying that the pasuk that's seemingly talking, ostensibly talking about Yisrael, is really talking about Ben Noach also. Ze davar echad. Arei kro de'ach de'mayri b'Yisrael. Pasuk of Ach is Damchan of Seicha Medrash, where you get this Indian of Kafsai, is talking about Yisrael, and yet the Rama paskins it by Bnei Noach, from Vayin Vaistis. From where does he know this? Must be talking about Bnei Noach also. Mitzat Sheini, the Zweiter Zeit, as they say in Spanish. Isur Ritzicha Uber, Yesh Gam Isur Laharog Ubar, Roe versus Wade aside. One is not allowed to kill, to murder a fetus. No, no, and no. And if one does, then if one is a Ben Noach, he's Chayev Misa. And a Jew is also not allowed to kill a fetus, as the Rambam paskins in the first parak of Hilchos Ritzeach. The problem is that that is written in the pasuk of Shefech Dama Adam Ba'adam Dama Yishafech. That's written, that's Adam Sheba Adam, right? The person within the person. In that pasuk, we have Ubar, not the driver, the fetus. So that's talking about Bnei Noach. So where does the Rambam get that it's also talking about Yisrael? And the answer is that it's all one. It's a Chiyuv Misa by Bnei Noach, and it's an Isser for Yisrael. So both, whatever we darshan, and both psukim apply to both Bnei Noach and Yisrael. Just whatever is going to be usher for Yisrael is the chiyuv misa b'Bnei Noach, but it's hakol echad. The yisurim are referring to both Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Noach. Why? Because that's really been our central thesis in this stunning analysis, psiyata d'shmaya, not my own, of the Rambam, is that besides the Lo Sirtach, when with regard to a Jew, there was also an Isser of Hashchosas HaOlam, of destroying the world, and that's what murder is. Any type of murder, even a Goyrim, even if it's only causative. Be'alzeh ne'amar kem shech lezeh ba'pasuk t'shoyfech dam ha'odam ba'adam dam ha'yishofech t'ozil al b'nei noyach. That's why the pasuk is talking about a ben noyach. And it says about a ben noyach, shefech dam adam dam yishofech. Because by b'nei noyach, b'ritzicha, when a ben noyach kills, he is guilty not of the yisur of lo sirtzach, that's not for a ben noyach, but because he's a mashchis oilam, he's destroying the world. God created the world to be inhabited. That's why God created the world, as we've been talking about, as we've been discussing. So for a Jew, besides the losir tzach, there's hashchasis ha'olam. And for the ben noach, there's also hashchasis ha'olam. That's what these psukim are talking about hashchasis ha'olam. So while a Yisrael isn't killed, a ben noach is killed. And that's what we saw in the Me'iri that we mentioned in an earlier shir, that b'nei noach are killed in instances where a Jew would be allowed to be killed al yedei melech. Because the Rambam writes there in Roitzeach 2:4, b'chol elu haratzchonim im rotza melech Yisrael lehorgam b'din ha-malchus v'takonas ha-oilam ha-reshus b'yodoi. That all of these murderers, if the king of Israel wants to kill them, b'din malchus v'takanas ha'olam harishus b'yada, even though he's not over on the Jewish iser of ritzicha, i.e. doing it directly with his own hands, nevertheless, a melech can kill him. Because that is takanas ha'olam. By takanas ha'olam, there's a din miso. And memela, by a ben noach, there's going to be a din miso. וממילא בני נוח שאיסורה מצד זה, ועל זה נאמר חיובה משום תקנת העולם, שפיר מחייבי בכל הנהו. So they're going to be chayiv in all these cases. Because that's takanas ha'olam, so that's pshat nemi'iri, gvaldik, that he says whoever's nerag al yidei melech, is a Jew, is nerag al yidei melech, a goy is killed bechlal, you don't need to come on to the melech, he's killed by the beizdin, because of the fact that it's takanas ha'olam. Whoever's killed by a melech by us is takanas olam, and meila a ben noach whose whole iser v'tzichas al takanas olam is going to be killed. V'nira ubezrat Hashem hadvarim yitba'aru lehalan behalacha yudalet ba'ot bet shekol chiyuvei oinshei b'nei noach midin zehu, that all of the chiyuvim, all of the oinshim of b'nei noach come from this place of tikkun ha'olam. Kama shekosev ha-Rambam lahalan b'perek yud halacha yud alef ayin sham dechayovim Yisrael lahamid shoiftim legir toishov kidei shelo yishoches ha'olam, that we have to establish judges for the Gentiles in order that the world not be destroyed. And with this, we understand what it says in the Bereishis Rabbah. Kidineim leinin ubrim ba'al yidei shliach ba'hadei hode ne'arag ba'ed echad v'dayin echad v'lo asroe kemevuar b'sugis ha'gemor b'sanhedrin mehanu koi mash nechatam v'inyinu. So now we understand the Medrash Rabbah that puts together the ubrin, which is a din of ben noach, that their mom is killed for ubrin, for killing fetuses, Aide Shliach, together with, the Medrash puts that together with, the fact that he's killed Be'ed Echod, Uvidayan Echod, Uvelo Hasroe, as the Sugis HaGemara learns from this in Sanhedrin 57b. So it's Mashma, it all comes from the same place, one reason, one Inyan. And what's that Inyan? Takonas Ha'olam. Bechazinan ze me'am vuar berotzeach b'Yisrael din goyal adam sheyesh din b'shoigeg v'yesh gam din b'meizid k'mevuar b'Rambam rotzeach alef bet shebemeizid harigaso adei goyal adami shemize she'ein hariga mitzad alay sirtzach greide v'ma ze inyan l'goyal adam ומה זה אין שויגג בעבר רציחה דווקא, אכן כנר אין השכס הסלם ברציחה, ואף פי שאין חיוב מיסה משום זה דין גואל אדם יש על זה. וישנו גם בשגג שאין בו יכול מריסה בגב, זה עוד עמוד לא אילום. And that's why we also have a din of a goyal hadam, that it applies to shogeg, and it also applies to meisit. As we see in the Rambam, in Hilchos Retzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei. Why is that? Because the Hariga is not Misad Mitzad Lo Sirtzach. Ma ze kashur le Goel Adam? Why is Goel Adam enforcing the Lo Sirtzach? Ma ze kashur elav? So the answer is that it's Hashchoses Ha'olam. Hashchoses Ha'olam. And therefore, if he's over on Lo Sirtzach, if he did it b'meizit, then the Goel Adam gets involved, because the Goel Adam has to fix this Hashchoses Ha'olam. It's not only the job of the Beis Din. The Goel Adam also gets involved after the Gemar Din. The Goel Adam also kills him. Not also, that's the job of the Goel Adam. The Lashon of the Rambam is, I'm sorry, it's in Perek Hei Halacha Zayin. Tchil echad shoge vecha meizem makdim lori miklat ubeizin shal oisir shahor ba sholchin umevin oisir misham vedanam shenemar sholch zikne iroi velach oisir misham. So first he sent to the Yermiklat, he's judged, mishen is chayiv misem and misem oisir shenemar venasno oisir biyad goyal adam. So if it's bemezid, what's the Goel Adam doing here for to be enforcing the Lo Sirtzach? The answer is it's Hashchoses Ha'olam. And the job of the Goel Adam is to fix this Hashchos. It's not within the formal protocol of the Beis Din to carry this out, but rather the Goel Adam, because he was Mashchoses Ha'olam, it isn't Stam and Aveira. This is the erste Zach. And the zweite Zach is that if it's b'shoigeg, then he's not chayav misa. If it's shoigeg, he's not chayav misa. Then why is the Goel Adam killing him? If he's mezid, I get it, he's chayav misa. But if he's shoigeg, he's not chayav misa. The answer is he was mashchis oilam. See, right, there's no chayav misa on killing somebody b'shoigeg, but he was mashchis oilam. And the mele is a din Goel Adam. לכן כנ"ל עניין השחטת עולם ברציחה, ואף על פי שאין חיוב מיסה משום זה, דין גואל אדם יש על זה. וזה ישנו גם בשגג, כשאין בו יכול מראה איסור, like we said, השחוסס העולם. There's no חיוב מיסה if he's בשגג, but there's a דין גואל אדם, because even though שגג doesn't have the חוימר איסור, it doesn't matter. He was משחס העולם. לגבי זה עוד עמוד לא עולם. And the mezid, when he's already chayiv, so then the din is miskayim, he's killed by the goyel adam. Vayein be'urim, besimen beiz, besif kotem beiz, he writes, shedin beiz din bizman hazeh le'inyin makin vo'in shem le'tzorech shor gam b'nefoshois. Af al pi she'einan smuchim, einu ela b'retzicha, u'midin goyel adam. So the urim writes, Reb Yenison, that the din of beiz din bizman hazeh makin lo'in shem le'tzorech shor, even though we don't have a Beis Din of Smuchim, we don't have Smicha anymore, back to Moses, nevertheless, this only applies to Ritzicha, and it's Midin Goyal Adam. What's this Goyal Adam have to do with the Beis Din? V'hu kanal, sheyesh inyan le Beis Din gam b'Yisroel mitzad hashchoses ha'olam. Because the Beis Din, even a Jewish Beis Din, their job also is to stop this hashchosa. And that's not only the job, the task, the domain of a Beis Din Smuchim. But any based, but any based then has to make sure there's no ashchasis olam. Just like b'nei noach nerag b'dayin echad. Why one dayin? Because ashchasis olam is this, they're destroying the world when they kill. All the averus of b'nei noach are ashchasis olam, and therefore it's enough dayin echad. And for this reason, there's koyach even b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh, normally we don't carry out capital punishment, but in order to prevent the destruction of the world, the corruption of the world, ashchasis olam. So Memela, the Beis Din, gets involved. And we see this in the Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Reitzeach, in the fifth halacha. People don't learn Hilchos Reitzeach, and there's so much Reitzeach in the world. It's mamish. And Oyam V'Noila. As the Rambam Kotev Sham, שרויצח שיש עליו עיד אחד ונהרג על ידי גוי על אדם, אין לו דומים. That if רויצח has one witness on him, that he was a רויצח, and he was killed by the גוי על אדם. So what do we say? We say that אין לו דומים. אין לו דומים. He is not guilty, the person who kills על פי עיד אחד. The Ravid is masik. How are we mam in eid echad to be matir the dam of the go of the go of, to the goel adam? But you only have one eid in Judaism. What is one eid? Generally, nothing. So the Kesef Mishnah writes the Mokol Divrei Rambam is from the Ne'amanus of the Reitzeach. Ne'amanus we have by Reitzeach la'achnisa lekipa to put him in a cage and that way make sure he dies, as we've been discussing in the past. This achnasa lekipa. So in Hejim Pei Aleph on the base, there you don't need dinei edus. However, the Kesef Mishnah writes, it's lav dafka eid echad. It doesn't mean one eid. It means eidus miyuchedes. It means that you have two eid and they can't see each other. Like in the case of Achnasa Lekipa, Shekach Kosev Arambam. However, Pashtus Divrei Arambam is not that it's talking about eidus miyuchedes. Pashtus Divrei Arambam is that it's talking about one eid. One eid is enough to, that you're cool for the whole... Gol Adam thing, as they would say today. How can that be? And so writes the Merkevus HaMishnah over there, the Or HaSameach, the Evin HaEzel. So we're not alone here. We're talking about Pashtus, about one aid. How can one aid be enough to be Matir, the Dam of this Reitzeach, of this alleged Reitzeach? Today their Makbati is the word alleged. It's only alleged, it's allegedly, it's not to aid them. So the answer is that the Kanal, Chen Kanal Kaniskar Lael. Shegoyal Adam Zemidin Hashchosas Olam. Where does Goyal Adam coming from? Problem with Goyal Adam is fixing the corruption, the destruction of the world, and not from the place of Lo Sirtzach. And therefore, you don't need two Edim. And therefore, it's like B'nai Noach. One Ed is enough. And putting him in the keep is different. There you need a Beis Din. And a Beis Din needs Eidim. Beis Din Shel Yisrael needs Eidim. And therefore, even though that's also for Tikkun Olam, putting him in the keep, there it's not enough with one Eid. There Eidus Miduchedus, but not one Eid. In the Or Sameach, he brings from the Rambam and the Moire, who writes the Mahani B'Goyal Adam. There's a lot in the scholarly, in the academic literature. They like to talk about the relationship between the Rambam and the Moira and the Rambam of the Mishneh Torah. Is it the Zelba Rambam? So we say in the Beis Medrash, of course it's the Zelba Rambam. So Rav Tversky, hopefully we'll see, Rabbi Dr. Professor Tversky, the Rav Soloveitchik's son-in-law. So he has an article about this. Hopefully we will talk about that at a future juncture, I hope. So the Rambam and the Moira writes, the Mahani B'Goyal Adam Eid Echad Ki the Mahani B'Oinesh HaMelech. Just like by Enesh HaMelech, one eight is enough. So to by Goel Adam, one eight is enough. Based on what we said, Hainu mamish hihi dos is dezil bezach gewaldig. So this Or HaSameach is saying, yes, A is like B, and we're saying A is taka B. It's dezil bezach. It's both mamish tikkun ha'olam. There's hashchosis ha'olam. And therefore, for tikkun ha'olam, you have Enesh HaMelech. For tikkun ha'olam, you have the Goel Adam. The tarvayu kanal tikkun ha'olam. And therefore, Eid Echad is effective. ועיין בספרי זוטה בפרשס מסי, אוסחוב זיין, ביד כל מי שיהרגנו. Anybody who can kill the murderer. And it brings from the pasuk v'zdam chelanav shesechem edrish. And in the Zayis Ranan, he says that this is according to the mandamer biyat kol adam rishus, that the kol adam is a mitzvah, but kol adam has a rishus, and therefore they darshan biyat kol mishi argenu. That's what it means. V'zdam chelanav shesechem edrish. We bring from the pasuk akolpanim v'zdam chel, and that's mitzad hashchasis ha'olam. And there's a machloikis, is it dafka the goyel adam or kol adam? But goyel adam is this geder. This geder is this damchal enav shesecha medrash of tikkun olam. This is a pasuk that's written by Bnei Noach, but it doesn't matter. It's tikkun olam, and therefore it applies to us also. So, sweet friends, this was awesome, more than super awesome. And if God is kind to us, as He's been until now, Adheina, Lo Azavunu, Achamecha, Adheina Azavunu Rachamecha. ולא עזבונו חסדך. Hashem has been so kind to us, and we hope that He continues being kind to us. And therefore we will be zocheh to continue this series of shiurim, incredible Torah that we've been discussing. Adheina azarunu rachamecha v'lo azavunu chasadecha. So Mirtz Hashem will be zochah to continue. I thank Hashem for the zchus that we've had until now giving these shiurim. We should have the financial means, the health, the happiness, the clarity of mind, time, minuchas hanefesh, everything we need to continue. Hopefully, bizarcha. And your mamish, if you're here, and especially if you've heard the first ones, but even if you haven't, I thank you so much for listening. We should bizarcha to continue and to remember that seif davra kol nishma, salakim yirav es mitzvayis of shmar, kizek kol adam shalom shalom. Thank you, sweetest friends.